What up, bitches? Back at it again with another episode of the motherfucking CJ Bronson Podcast. Today's Thursday, April 21st, 2022, day after 420. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope it was great. Hope you had a great time, safe and sound. Sorry about the late podcast. What I'm realizing is that if I don't fucking record this shit early, I'm not going to get it done, only because of other motherfuckers. People with your fucking exhaust systems and you're fucking revving your engine and you got your goddamn kids out and shit running around making all kinds of fucking noise, honking and shit, locking your car door 5 times. We get it. You have a fucking alarm system. We're all impressed. Keep fucking up my videos or whatever, podcasts. Can't even get the fucking words out. Then there's the fucking landscape people who are hard workers, fantastic people. I know a lot of them. But it always seems to happen right when I want to fucking record something. Shit, it's so goddamn frustrating. I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to make this video too long, but it looks like it's going to be. Because I'm going to talk about Disney. It's in the news. It's a big thing now. Disney decided to put themselves on the spotlight. They did it to themselves. I'm sorry. Sorry to say it. But those of you who don't know, Roy Disney, to go back in history, Roy Disney, the brother of Walt Disney, along with the state lawmakers of Florida, formed the Reedy Creek Improvement District in 1967. It basically gave Walt Disney World their own government with 2 cities and land in Orange and Osceola counties. Basically, they're their own city. They can zone what they want, do what they want, whatever they want. In fact, they built Disney however they wanted to build it, with tunnels underneath it, which was a conspiracy, but has now been confirmed since they came out and said, yeah, we have tunnels under Disney because we need to get Mickey Mouse from point A to point B without your fucking 6-year-old humping his leg and trying to get a selfie. So what happened? Well, it happened. What happened with Disney and Florida is that good old Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law the Parental Rights and Education Bill. What the fuck is that? That's the bill you're hearing about, mainstream media calling the Don't Say Gay Bill. Now, anyone who knows how to read basic English can read this bill, about a couple pages, not even that long. I know because I kind of know basic English, so I made sense of it. Didn't see the words that say don't say gay in the bill. What the bill does, it bans discussions on sexual identity in Florida classrooms from the kindergarten through 3rd grade. Let me repeat that. It bans discussions, that means the teacher discussing with the children, sexual identity in Florida classrooms. I mean, are you transgender? Are you gay? Are you bi? Are you this? Are you that? In Florida classrooms in kindergarten through 3rd grade. I mentioned this before in another podcast, I believe. I don't understand what the big deal is. I mean, this shouldn't even be a law. It should be common sense. Why the fuck are you teaching a child what a penis and vagina is and if you enjoy yours or not, or if you want to change it or whatever? Why is this being asked or taught by a teacher in fucking kindergarten? Hello? What the fuck? Am I crazy? I guess I'm not the only one who thinks this way, because Florida Governor Ron DeSantis thought so enough to make it into law that you can't discuss this shit between kindergarten and 3rd grade. So what does Disney do? Disney comes out and says, no. We're going to do our best to fight this law. And they got so outrageous that a couple of weeks ago, at the end of March, Disney employees in California, a couple of them, about 60 or so, formed a walkout and started protesting in front of the California Walt Disney World. Like, who the fuck goes there anyway? But it's like, who cares? Like, if that's how you feel, that's okay. But freedom of speech doesn't mean you teach a 5-year-old or 6-year-old what a, you know, intercourse is or what penis is and all this shit. Like, why are we talking about sex with a 5-year-old? That's kind of like, some would say grooming. I would be the sum who says grooming. The legislation that Ron DeSantis signed even attracted scrutiny from the great president Joe Biden, who's arguably one of the best presidents that we've ever had. Who calls the legislation hateful and agrees with other Democrats who argue it demonizes LGBTQ people, which I don't understand because no one's saying anything about these people. They're just saying, hey, don't talk to my 6-year-old or 7-year-old about this shit because, you know, he's a child. So the protest in front of the LA park had signs that said protect LGBTQ kids, and they chanted Disney say gay, we won't go away. Disney say gay, we won't go away. I mean, it is kind of clever, I guess. So that's what started the feud between Ron DeSantis and Florida law and Disney. Keep in mind, Walt Disney World employs over 60,000 people. So Ron DeSantis steps up and says, you know what? Disney, since they turned around and said this bill should never have been passed, and this is a quote, he says, for Disney to come out and put a statement that and say that the bill should have never passed and that they're going to actively work to repeal it, I think one was fundamentally dishonest, but two, I think that crossed the line. So Disney, in all their power, is trying to reverse this bill. Why is it so important for them to reverse the bill from kindergarten to third grade to speak about sexual identity? I don't understand, or sex, or anything to do with sex at all. Why is it so important for Disney? When I was a kid watching Disney, I'd watch Aladdin, I'd watch, you know, Little Mermaid, all this shit from Lion King. Is that Disney? I don't know. All that Disney shit I used to watch. Even as I got older, I watched Marvel movies, and, like, you know, I like Daredevil, I like Jessica Jones, all this Marvel shit that's Disney now, too. I like that. I don't see anything in there that says that, you know, little kids should do this or that. But according to some articles here, they are saying that Disney promised to work to repeal it and held an in-house town hall in which an executive producer admitted to having a no-so-secret gay agenda, quote, and boasted about adding queer content to children's entertainment. So this executive producer admits that they are trying to add queer content, not to the Marvel universe, not to adult-themed stuff, like, you know, which would be, I would say Marvel is aimed towards teens, but to children's entertainment. I've been around this world for a pretty long time, over 30 years. I have yet to see a kindergartner tell me or look or act or explain to me their pronouns or their sexual orientation or whatever because they're fucking children. A few weeks ago, Disney's heir, Charlie Cora, this is an article from the Daily Wire, links in the description, whose stepfather was the grandson of company co-founder Roy Disney, came out as transgender and expressed regret for not doing more to fight Florida's bill before it passed. It's interesting. It's timing. I'm not going to say I'm just saying it's interesting. You know, maybe the bill stirred up some feelings and said, you know what, maybe now's the time to announce that I'm transgender. Maybe. Who knows? Meanwhile, Walt Disney's granddaughter Abigail penned an op-ed for the Washington Post, calling on the company to become more political. So why would Disney want to become more political? That doesn't make any sense. This is supposed to be for kids to have fun and play and, you know, obviously make money and generate revenue, but at the same time, it's for kids, a magical getaway, right? The Magic Kingdom. What's the magic? Knowing your sexual orientation at age 7, that's not magic to me. I don't know. But to speed things up here, so Florida, Ron DeSantis, decided to put a bill into place to eliminate and end Disney's self-governance. They put a bill together on Tuesday on 420. The Senate passed it. He signed it. And apparently, as of today, it is in law. The House passed it. It eliminates special taxing district, which allowed Walt Disney Company to govern the land where its theme park is located. So what does that mean? That means that they will no longer get tax breaks. No special privilege for being in Florida. DeSantis says, quote, "What I would say as a matter of first principle is I don't support special privileges in law just because a company is powerful and they've been able to wield a lot of power." Quote, "I think that has happened is there is a lot of these special privileges that are not justifiable, but because Disney had held so much sway, they were able to sustain a lot of special treatment over the years." So back when the act was signed to law in 1967, the local government did not have the resources needed to help bring Disney's 25,000-acre plan to fruition. That's how they formed the Reedy Creek Improvement District, which gave them, again, the same authority as a county-level government. And this is all because Disney opened their fucking mouth on a education bill, which DeSantis signed again, the quote, "don't say gay bill," which doesn't say that. But because they spoke up about that, Ron DeSantis said, "you know what, fuck you motherfuckers. You ain't getting no more tax breaks. Fuck that shit." So is that right or wrong? I mean, on the one hand, you have freedom of speech, right? I mean, all these people who work for Disney should have freedom of speech. So they should be able to say what they want and how they feel. But at the same time, you know, should they be, some would say, grooming kids from, especially from the ages from the kindergarten to third grade? And a lot of people are not discussing what's going to happen to taxes near to those people who live in those counties, like Orange County, for example. A lot of people aren't thinking about that. You know, tax breaks that they were receiving, they're no longer going to receive. So who's going to cover the losses? Who's going to pay for, at the time when Disney was getting the tax breaks, they were covering the cost of road repairs, fire department, EMS, all that shit for the local towns, the sheriff's department. Now, all those funds are going to be put on the taxpayer in that area. Some people on Twitter were saying that it could increase taxes as much as $2,500 per year. I don't know that exact number. Also, at the same time, I forgot to mention this earlier, Disney says that they're putting a pause on their Republican donations, which was about $200,000 a year. So it really has become some kind of feud over the Don't Say Gay bill. Again, doesn't say that, which is really called, what was it called again? The parental, oh man, I just had it here. Parental Rights and Education Bill. That's what it's really called. It all started with that fucking bill. Disney had to put their 2 cents in, put up a fight, put up a stink about it. Now Ron DeSantis comes in, takes away your special tax privileges. And it's into law now. So it's interesting to see what's going to happen. Will Disney raise their prices? Will they jack up their prices to cover the loss? Will they fight it in court? I have a feeling they're going to fight it in court. I could see them taking this to court and fight it. Now, I know there's a representative in Colorado who says, "come on, Disney, we welcome you to Colorado." I don't see Disney moving their park. They could probably make a new park in Colorado, but to move their 1,000-acre park. What are they going to do? Just leave an empty lot there? Plus, remember, they're employing over 60,000 people in Florida. Who's going to cover that shit? Who's going to pay for those people on all that unemployment? Are they going to move the 60,000 people? I think it's crazy. I think they should have kept out of, you know, out of the bill. But I, at the same time, I feel for the local residents who are now terrified that their taxes are going to go up. Now, are those people going to continue to vote Republican? The midterms are coming up. Are they going to continue to vote Republican? Or are they going to say, fuck this, we're going to vote Democrat. I don't want to pay more taxes. You know, they might say that. It's a really sticky, disgusting, crazy situation. It's what I like to call a good old-fashioned shit show, really. That's what it is. It's a shit show. You have people canceling Disney's Plus subscriptions. You have people boycotting outside of the Orlando resort as well as the one in California. You have employees boycotting and protesting. All over a bill that they can't even say the name, the parental rights and education bill. They call it the Don't Say Gay bill. It's a lot of fucking controversy, a lot of fucking hoopla, where the company Disney should have just kept their mouth shut, kept it moving. If you wanted to, like, if I own Disney, which I don't, would never want to, but if I did own Disney and I did want to push the agenda of the LGBTQ plus whatever, if I wanted to push that agenda, I would do it. I wouldn't brag about it. I wouldn't mention it. I would just slowly incorporate it in. I wouldn't fight any local whatever. Why would I put a spotlight on me? I'm under the radar. I will slowly convert the minds and keep my tax, break. It doesn't make any sense. None of it makes any sense. I'm curious to see what happens. This is going to be an interesting story. I mean, the bill just passed today, Thursday, April 21st, 2022. But I do see that Disney's going to fight back. I mean, they have the money to fight back. It'll be cheaper for them to fight this in court than it would be to pick up their 25,000 acre and move. Plus, where are they going to find that kind of land at a reasonable cost in 2022? And who the hell wants to fucking travel to Colorado besides skiers and potheads? No offense, Colorado. I'm just keeping it 100. Always. But, you know, it is... It's so sad. I feel bad for the kids. The kids are the ones who are really suffering. Imagine you want to just go to Disney. Mom, take me to Disney. I want to go to Disney so bad. Please. Mom, I want to go to Disney. No, son. You can't go to Disney because of what they're doing. But what are they doing, Mom? And you got to explain to your kid. You got to come up with some kind of fucking lie. Mickey has COVID or some shit. You got to come up with some kind of fucking lie to tell your kid why you can't take him to Disney, because you don't want to tell them that Disney, supports LGBTQ plus and blah, 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 or whatever. Also, don't forget, if Disney disappears, if Disney says, fuck you, Florida, I'm out, the state will lose millions upon millions of revenue, not just the workers, but the actual state. Think about all the other businesses that profit from Disney being there. The restaurants, the hotels, the other parks. You notice Universal ain't saying shit. I haven't heard anything about Universal. They're also in Orlando. They haven't said a word. Just a note, I have another article here. It says the financial obligation is about $105 million a year to operate just the fucking services in the Reedy Creek. Like the fire department, the sewer service, road maintenance, $105 million a year. So since they passed this, the taxpayers are going to have to pick up slack. Who else is going to pay it? Right? So they said it's going to raise property taxes about 15 to 20%. So I feel for those people. I feel, but at the same time, I feel for DeSantis, yo. Because how the fuck can you teach, you know, those kids, kindergartners or third grade, this kind of stuff? And it sounds absolutely bizarre and absolutely crazy. But I did another podcast about this. I know I did, unless I am kind of crazy. I'm losing my fucking mind, but I'm pretty sure I did. But there's this teacher in Missouri who says her 14-year-olds are being taught this in math. And I'll put the screenshot, I'll put the video on my Twitter. Again, it's at CJ Bronson Show on Twitter. And the math problem is y equals x plus 2. 3x plus 6y equals 12. Maya Angelou was sexually abused by her mother's blank at age 8, which shaped her career choices and motivation for writing. And the first option is A, which is 0, 2, her boyfriend, B, 4, 6, her brother, or C, -3, -1, father. So you choose the correct answer, which apparently is A, which is her boyfriend. Why is this? Like, this is the... Earlier I asked, I said, how could you groom somebody, or how could you put this kind of shit in fucking math problems? And here's my answer. She literally posted it for me. And another one. X equals Y minus 1. Y equals -4X plus 21. Trying to support her son as a single mother, she worked as a pimp, prostitute, and is it A, -3, -2, bookie? Is it B, 9, 10, drug dealer? Is it 4, 5, nightclub dancer? And the answer is C. So this is how, I mean, I'm assuming they're not going to have these complicated math questions, you know, in second or third grade, but this is 14-year-olds. What were your math problems like in 14-year-old? As a 14-year-old, it was like John has a wheelbarrow of 205 apples. Paul has a wheelbarrow of 3 bananas. And I'm thinking to myself, why the fuck does this guy have a wheelbarrow for 3 fucking bananas? And what the fuck is this guy doing with all these fucking apples? That's what's going through my mind, but I'm fucked in the head. Imagine someone fucked in the head reading these fucking questions. I don't know. It's a little fucking bizarre. It's a little fucking strange, and I don't like it. I really don't like it at all. It doesn't seem like fun. I mean, I don't see how this is educational. Like, I mean, I guess because you find out that Maya Angelou was whatever by her brother. I guess that's important in history, but we're doing math, and I don't need to know that. I feel like that's not relevant, especially for that age group. Jesus, if this is 14-year-olds, this is fucking freshmen, what the hell are they doing in senior class? Imagine those fucking math equations. This person had a gangbang. 5 dicks, 7 vaginas. Like, is that where it's going to be? Anal sex. There were beads involved. No lube. They used Dawn dish detergent. Like, is that where we're going to go? Is that what's going to happen? Something needs to change. I'm not going to say boycott Disney. That's up to you. I'm not going to say I'm pro Disney, because I'm really not. Do I like the Marvel movies? Yes. I think they're great. They're fantastic. If this came out before the Marvel movies came out, would it have changed my opinion? Would I continue to watch them? I probably wouldn't. Just because I have a feeling that if they're going to do this to children's programming, it's only a matter of time that it carries on to the Marvel movies. And I truly don't want to see, you know, no offense to anybody, I don't want to see Captain America, whatever, do whatever with anybody. Or like, you know, Iron Man's daughter do some crazy shit. Like, I don't want to see it. I want to see action. I want to see comedy. If I want to watch sex, I'll turn on Pornhub or something else. You know, realistically, let's be honest here, guys. Part of you got to admit that this is kind of crazy what's happening. But hey, that's my 2 cents. That's my take on it. Check out my book, Worthless. I told you it's on Amazon. I told you this shit was fucking fire. I told you. Someone posted a review, and I'm going to read it to you because I'm proud of it. It says, a very engaging story. I felt that I could relate with the main character, and I feel his pain. The scenes were vividly described, and this author really shows his compassion through his writing. That's me. I show my compassion through my writing, people. I try to show it on this fucking podcast. So if you kind of enjoy this podcast, if it's somewhat up your fucking alley, check out my book, Worthless. And it's very similar, except it has a ton more violence and blood. And all right, so it's not really that similar at all. But it does have vividly descriptions. And I am very compassionate when I write it, when I wrote it. And that's a review that's right on there. Thank you for that review, sir, or ma'am, or whatever pronoun you go by. I appreciate that. Again, my handle on Twitter is at CJ Bronson Show. Hope I didn't rant too long. I hope I didn't confuse you. It's a little confusing for me what's going on with this crazy world that we're in. Because that's exactly what it is. It's fucking crazy. But we'll see what happens. You know, I'll keep you posted. Check out my Twitter. Again, I'm going to post that video with that teacher with that math problem on there. So definitely take a look at that. Links will be in description. I appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Have a good one.